second.
One more to go.
Okay, guys, don't talk so much tonight.
What's happening?
Oh, we got a big report from Barbara. Sorry.
All right. Okay, I'd like to bring the town of Montville Town Council regular meeting to order, January 12th, 2026, 7 p.m. Please join me in a pledge of allegiance, followed by a moment of silence in honor of our military.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Okay. Roll call, Agnes.
Here.
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 Okay, special recognitions and presentations. There are none tonight. Alterations to the agenda.
Yeah, I make a motion to remove item 16E so that revisions can be made to address public concerns.
I'll second it.
Any discussion? Any other items that need to be removed or alterations to the agenda? Hearing none, roll call, please.
Councilor
Baker. Favor.
Councilor Favor.
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 Favor. That's 7-0 to remove item 16E from the agenda. Consider an act on a motion to approve the regular meeting minutes of December 8th and the special meeting minutes of December 23rd, 2025.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion?
Yes, I have something. In the December 8th town council meeting, under Mayor Bunnell, the purchaser, Sam Petrowski, it says that he donated $1,000 to Social Services Food Bank and the Toy Drive. It doesn't include the $12,000 that he actually purchased the truck for. Shouldn't that be?
Could I comment on that?
Yes.
That's correct. There's $2,000 that he donated.
Correct.
And it did not mention, but that was a purchase of the truck, not a donation. I'm not sure if that's what you're referring
correct,
to.
But there's no mention of the purchase of the truck, cost.
Oh.
In the meeting minutes.
I see, okay.
It is in the recording, but it's not.
Oh, then we just add it. We
can amend
that. So you make
that
a motion, we would just add that.
Yeah, and
great catch.
To be clear, it was $2,000 that he donated.
Yes, I'm talking about the actual purchase price.
Yeah. I agree.
All right. So let's vote in favor of approving these with the item that Councilor Novak mentioned to be added. Was the purchase price or the selling price of the fire truck to be added to the December 8th, 2025?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? All right. Roll call, please.
Councilor
Baker. Favor.
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 Favor. 7-0. Executive session, there is none. Item 8, remarks from the public relating to matters on the agenda with a 3-minute limit. Remarks from the public relating to matters on the agenda with a 3-minute limit. And I'll go one more time. Remarks from the public relating to matters on the agenda with a 3-minute limit. Hearing none. Communications. Everyone should have received a copy of the legal bills from Sussman and Shapiro for the months of August and September, and also a copy of the legal bill from Michael Sadai, Attorney at Law, LLC, for the months of October to December 25th. Report from the town attorney on matters referred. Mayor, anything?
Those items are on the agenda.
All right. Remarks from the mayor and or administrative department heads to include matters referred.
Yeah, if we could start with the police department. Do we have any comments? Lieutenant Radford?
Lieutenant Radford, Montville Police. Excuse me. Just a quick update on the animal control facility. It's still moving ahead. We're moving forward. We've had encountered a couple little stumbling blocks, but the building itself is doing very well. If anybody hasn't or is interested in stopping down, we've got some flooring in. We're getting some ceilings. There's some big inspections happening this week. It's moving along very well, and we can't wait to get in there.
Any projected time that'll be done?
It's kind of hard to say at this time. We're hopeful to have a CO in the next few weeks or so, at the most, hopefully. But then there's the state inspection that we need to address after that. But it's progressing in a good process.
All right.
And that's all I have, unless you have any more questions.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Lieutenant. The Finance Department, Julie Chapman.
Good evening. At Finance Committee last week, we reviewed year-to-date financials. Some areas of concern were electricity and overtime, but savings from previously vacant positions, salary line items will offset the electricity overages. Overall, at 50% through the fiscal year, we're at 48.3% expended, so that falls in line with where we should be. January 21st, the Finance and IT Department will begin the second phase of implementation for electronic purchase orders, and we're also in the preliminary stages of reviewing options for electronic timekeeping. Next, the bid for the community center bathrooms is currently active. A non-mandatory walkthrough is scheduled for Wednesday, January 14th at 10 a.m. Overall, January is a very busy month in the finance office. We have W-2s and 1099s that will be processed by the end of the month. On January 26th, the auditors will be on site to begin the fiscal year 25 audit. And the budget has also kicked off. Departments are beginning to compile their requests for the general fund budget and capital improvement plan. And meetings with the departments, the mayor, and myself will begin in early February. Does anyone have any questions?
Thank you.
Thank you, Julie. Thank you. Land Use Director Dennis Goodyear.
Good evening. Dennis Goodyear, Director of Land Use and Development. As you are aware, we had submitted a couple of grants to the state of Connecticut. On December 5th, the Community Investment Fund grant was submitted in the amount of $250,000 was the ask, and the Connecticut Deep Recreational Trails application was submitted on December 18th. On that one, there were 75 other applications in various different categories of that, but we should be hearing in the March-April timeframe. The Revive and Renew Routes 163 and 32 project continues to move forward. The design team, planning team, has completed market analysis work. We're doing staff and committees are doing the review of that work, as well as concept plans for the three nodes, which is here at the town center, Palmertown, and then up around the Walgreens area. As well. There will be advisory committee meetings, I think, later this month or very early February. There'll be an outreach meeting in February as well to keep people informed. There was a online survey that was taken. I don't have the exact number of respondents. I believe it's still active, but the number of people that have been participated has slowed down. So if that hasn't been taken down yet, it will be shortly. But over the course of the next 4 to 6 weeks, there'll be more information coming out forward on that project. In the deadline, or I shouldn't say deadline, the overall schedule that is I'm looking to be wrapped up in April. The Planning and Zoning Commission is working on updating the town comprehensive plan. which includes the plan of conservation and development and also regulations such as the zoning regulations and subdivision. We have a public hearing scheduled on the 27th of January for a new regulation for the adaptive reuse, which will be able to, if it's approved, for properties that have some challenges, meet certain criteria of age or brownfield, or have challenges that need some flexibility to make them viable and get back on the tax roll and contribute to the community. So we're looking forward to that. Staff is also working on other draft amendments to address the housing bill that was passed in November, December timeframe, otherwise known as House Bill 8002 for affordable housing. We're evaluating our land use fees too and comparing where we stand with other communities. That will be being reviewed with the Planning and Zoning Commission on Wednesday. At that time, we have a special meeting and we will likely be having a second meeting moving forward for the foreseeable future to work through zoning and regulatory and comprehensive plan matters. The boat launch construction has started this month for the renovation and the new fishing pier, so mobilization by the contractor is underway. We are awaiting an updated schedule. We're hoping to have received that today. But once that is received, it will be updated on the website. I did establish a web page today. You can navigate to it through the land use department on the left-hand side menu. There will be, you'll see a link that has the complete bid documents and we'll be updating the schedule there as well. And I've been discussing with the mayor, and at the next meeting, I'd like to bring forth to the council a brief presentation on TIF districts, which TIF is tax increment financing districts, which is a tool for redeveloping certain areas. And we'll go into some more of the details there. That will likely be a recommendation coming out of the Revive and Renew. It's a very popular and important tool in economic development, and a number of communities over the last dozen years since the new legislation with the state of Connecticut was when that was passed, I believe it was in 2015, number of towns have been adopting that throughout the state, and it's something that I'd like to present for the council's consideration as well. So that'll be forthcoming. That's all I have.
All right. Any questions for Leonard? Right. Thank you.
Thank you, Dennis. So for my report.
You got the Public Works Director.
Do you see you there, John? You know what? I was just thinking that, geez, John didn't show up. Sorry.
He's blending right in.
You must have snuck right in there.
Brian wouldn't let him out.
I'm sorry.
No. Yeah, sorry, I get
John. That's fine. John Carlson, the Director of Public Works. So it's been an interesting winter, as most of you know. December came in pretty quick with some snow. I have had a lot of complaints, and one of the problems I have is with the loss of three employees last year that did runs for years, when you change somebody doing something, they're not always as up to tune as someone that's been doing it for 15 to 25 years. So we did have a lot of complaints, and I try to quell them a little bit by saying, hey, look, they're trying their best. It's something new to them. The area is new. Just learning how to plow snow is definitely a challenge. Never mind learning how the salt works, you know, because most people don't understand. With the weather, you know, the colder it is, you need a little bit more salt sometimes. Some areas, because of the shade, need a little bit more salt because they'll freeze. Every area is different, or every part of town is different. We have the west side, which I think is snow country, and then you have the east side, which gets half of what the west side gets. We do have 13 trucks on the road. Someone asked me at one time, and I'm like, well, I never really paid attention to how many trucks we have, but we have 13 trucks, 10 full size, and I have three support vehicles. The support vehicles basically help the guys that have a normal run. We maintain 120 miles of road. So if you figure it out with 10 full-size trucks, if I just have the 10 full-size trucks, they're doing about 12 miles each on average. Some do probably close to 15 miles, maybe even 16. Some are a little bit shorter. Some are a little more challenging depending on the hills you have and stuff like that. So, but with the three support vehicles helping do turnarounds in parking lots, and little things that the bigger trucks can't handle, helps a lot. You know, like if you ever, if anyone's traveled down Gutterman Road, I mean, that's not quite a fun road to go down with a full-size truck, but you can do it. Just like if you go into the lake is not a great truck to take a 44,000 pound vehicle in, but you can do it with an 11-foot plow. But it works. So enough with the snow. I'll get a little bit more salt tomorrow. That's the game plan. Get another 300 ton. The shed will be full. Hopefully nothing's supposed to happen Thursday. Everyone keeps asking me, hey, how much snow are we getting? I said, I'll let you know at the end of the storm. Because that's about how you can predict snow. Nobody can predict it. You know, we've had that one storm came in like a rocket. I mean, I got the guys out early, and it snowed like an inch an hour, and they were like, we couldn't see anything. I'm like, yeah, I know. I didn't quite expect as much snow as we got. But so to move on, Camp Oakdale Building is enclosed. We're looking to do a combination of Public Works is going to do some of the installation of the conduit for the electrical work. And Bonner is going to do the final electrical stuff. I'm currently working on renting a bucket truck to take trees down. Actually, I'm doing it tomorrow, picking the truck up, so we'll be able to take more trees down that are dead and bounce around town to be able to take those single trees all over and get them down on the ground. We're working on this year's paving, so hopefully in the spring we can get a little bit more ahead of the game and be paving. And we have a few areas of road that we're looking at to do some drainage improvements, especially the Lathrop development. The development needs paving, but it also needs the drainage repaired before we go in there and start tearing it up. It's kind of outdated, not outdated, but old and undersized for the standard of rain that we are receiving at this time. So I'm working on that. One of the things, too, is cold has really put a hard slowdown on some of the projects I used to do during the wintertime. When the ground freezes as hard as it has, when you have 10 inches of frost, it's hard to pound street signs in, and that's one of the projects we try to do this time of year. And it's literally, this ground is the hardest I've seen in quite a few years. Even trying to dig in it, it was tough. We put a conduit in, and it was difficult digging. We had to get the backhoe out. We couldn't use our small machine to do that. So I know we've had a lot of issues here with the heating and air conditioning, trying to keep everything going here. The little things that happen, you have electronics working with mechanical things, and they just starting to fail. But we're keeping up on that. I'm working on the stair bids to get the stairs replaced. Right now, it's looking less than $20,000 to do that project, so they're not finalized yet. I got a meeting to take care of for that. Lot of little things going on, from street lights to street signs. So we're pretty busy. We have a lot going on, cutting a lot of brush too. I don't know if people see we're doing random stuff. One of the things I am working on, I would touch base on, is we have a current tablet that allows us to see our drainage in the areas that they're at. And when we cleaned them this year, we were able to keep track of where we were and what we did and what basins needed repair. And my guys came to me and said, hey, we want to go further with this. We want to include street signs. We want to include all the drainage. We want to God, there's so many things they wanted to include. I'm like, time out, guys. We got to slow down. I can only do so much. But some of it is really going to help us communicate better in getting jobs done. That's the ultimate goal, is to being able to have someone, I could hand them a tablet and say, here, there's a bunch of catch basins on this that need repair. Start looking at them. Do call before you dig. get them fixed. Where now I have a piece of paper usually and I hand it to them and I say, hey, here's a complaint or here's a problem, or I handwrite something for them to go look at. We're trying to do it electronically. I'm not sure if I can make it work through their phones, but with the tablet, I'll be able to do a lot more. And the ultimate goal is to make us more efficient. You know, because one of the things that we get to is you get out in an area and you're like, man, what can I do over here if I have like 2 hours left? Is there any other catch basins in the area I'm working on? Well, that's hard to know because you got to do research, or they got to call me and I have to try and look in the computer system and find it. So we're trying to make it a little better with this tablet that the guys are really enjoying to work with. And hopefully the end goal, I have a meeting Thursday to see if we can develop a software system on it that'll help us using the GIS system. So we're moving forward, trying to. So any questions or comments?
Nope, I guess not.
Thank you, John.
This past month, I stayed busy attending as many meetings as I could in committee commissions. I also helped with the distribution of holiday baskets with the senior center, along with Chairman May and Councilor Karen. We delivered 100 hot home-cooked meals and provided 400 food baskets, and approximately 500 children will receive toy baskets. We also provided 100 hot-cooked Christmas dinners to seniors and disabled residents. All those things would not have been possible without a long list of volunteers that helped do this, starting with the Montville Rotary monetary contributions and for delivering Thanksgiving and Christmas food. And during Thanksgiving, we delivered 300 holiday baskets. The Adopt a Family for Christmas, Montville Lions Club, Monetary, the Montville Lions and Leos Club, Adopt a Family for the Holiday, the Mohegan Pequot Lions Club with the monetary donation. All of the four fire companies donated time and money, as well as a toy drive for their donations. The Montville Police Department with Stuff a Cruiser and monetary donations, a toy drive, and Yesteryear Auto Club, a monetary donation. Quaker Hill Rod and Gun Club, large gift card donations, Hillcrest Seniors Community, Adopt a Family, monthly donations and collections, the Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts with food collections, all the schools involved, the Mohegan, Oakdale, Murphy, Tile, Palmer, and Montville High started up the entire program with canned food drives. Mr. Bob Kaufman with a generous monetary donation, Citizens Bank with a monetary donation, Charter Oak Federal Credit Union, donation and holiday for holidays throughout the year, Mohegan Elderly Housing with collection drive, Mohegan Council of Government, and the Mohegan Tribal of Elders with a monetary donation and holidays throughout the year. Home Depot provided time and effort with manpower putting together all the food baskets for the drives. Town departments gave donations, Dollar General, Doherty Financial, Oxabox and Masons, Stop and Shop. They all contributed to this major effort on behalf of the Senior Center, directed by Kathy Doherty Peck. Did a great job, and it was a lot of work. I got to tell you, it was a lot of work. On December 9th, I signed the agreement for Bridge Street, mentioned by Land Use Director Dennis Gaudier. And this past last week, we met, Public Works and I met with Eversource to discuss the gas line that's got to come up from Route 32 to convert the town hall boiler to from fuel oil to gas. So we're working on that.
All right, thank you. Busy time.
Yep.
All right, reports from standing committees. Town Administration Rules of Procedure.
No meeting, Mr. Chairman.
All right, finance, I believe Director Julie Chapman articulated all that and where we're going. Public Works Solid Waste Disposal, Councilor Baker?
Yeah, Dennis touched on the boat launch, so I won't bore you anymore with that. The paving projects for this year have ended until spring, until the asphalt plants reopened, and plans to complete additional paving projects are being developed. The solar trash cans have been ordered, estimated delivery about 13 weeks. We continue to work on revised transfer station fees and policies, which are a work in progress. We appreciate everyone's patience, and the goal is to have this complete for final approval by TARP and the Town Council with adequate time for public education and implementation by July 1, 2026. Camp Oakdale, John covered that. The fire escape, John covered. Julie talked about the pre-bid meeting for Fair Oaks, and I will be at that meeting. Make sure I'm there. And also the State of Connecticut Department of Energy and Environmental Protection, who is commonly known as DEEP, has selected the town of Montville for a grant award through the Sustainable Materials Management Round 2 SMMR grant program pursuant to Public Act number 24-151 2D in the amount of $161,032 for the USP Food Scraps Collection Program, and there'll be more information on that to follow.
All right. Thank you. Reports from special committees and liaison counselors. Councilor Baker, public safety.
Public safety had their last meeting on December 8th, which I reported to you on, and their next scheduled meeting is on January 26th of this month.
Right. Councilor Karen, Commission on Aging, Nonprofit Organization, Social Services.
Their meeting is this Wednesday.
Okay.
And the mayor gave my report. Did a fine job, Mr. Mayor.
Hey, I wanted to mention the donation.
You are awesome on it. I'm not kidding. You did a great job. I was so proud of you.
He didn't take as long either.
He did?
Whoa. Councilor Jaskiewicz, Planning and Zoning Commission.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. On the December 9th meeting, the commission heard and acted on the following applications. There were three of them, an application for the redevelopment of a site for mixed use at 2227 Route 32. Location of Shantok Packet Store was approved. An application for a CAM review was received and approved for property located at 188 Kittimog Road. This was for the construction of a new single family residence within the coastal area management. And then an application for a new regulation pertaining to adaptive reuse was received, and a public hearing has been set for January 27th, 2026. Several other matters were discussed by the new planning director, Dennis Gardea, specifically related to the upcoming projects to include an update to the zoning regulations and the planning, conservation, and development. 19 new zoning permits were issued. 20 zoning permits were closed after the issuance of a certificate of zoning compliance. And I think the next comment is for me. The next planning and zoning meeting is on January 27th. Thank you.
All right. Councilor Novak, Economic Development and Firefighters Relief Fund.
Okay, well, I'll start with the Volunteer Firefighters Relief Fund. We have had not yet to have a meeting with me there, so I'm hoping to have one in January, but I don't have a date yet. As far as the economic development, we met on December 15th, and we voted in our chairs, our new officers, and Mick Gillette is the chairman, and Maricus Hernandez is the vice chairman. And Dennis Godier gave us some homework for our next meeting on January 21st that we all have to come up with a mission statement, because the people involved in the meeting right now, they didn't know what their purpose was. As volunteers, they didn't think they had much clout to vote on anything. So we're going to be coming up with what their purpose is and a new mission statement for the EDC. And like I said, we meet again on January 21st.
All right. Thank you. Councilor Sebelia, Conservation Commission, Water Pollution Control Authority, Youth Service Bureau, and Advisory Board.
All right. Conservation Commission, I wasn't able to attend the meeting, but they did send me their 2025 report. So they wanted to thank the mayor, town council, dedication of commissioners, public works employees, and several members of the public, particularly Girl Scout Troop 63034. They all helped to get a lot of work completed at the Conservation Center in 2025. They had several work days. They cut back some growth vegetation that was on the trails. They installed boards connecting the Blue Trail to Fair Oaks. You can see the entrance past the playground that actually connects to the rest of the Conservation Center. They also weeded the garden several times, and they put in a boardwalk that links the Beaver Pond Bridge to the Orange Trail, so it's just, you know, more connectability there, and we appreciate the work they do. They also held a Trails Day. That was June 7th, and they held several booths at the farmers market. So they did it on July 1st and September 16th and kind of just got the word out about what they do and, you know, spreading awareness about the trails that are around town that people can take advantage of. As far as WPCA, we didn't hold a formal meeting. It was just a discussion, but I was able to actually tour the facility last week, and you'd be surprised by how much goes on over there with sewage and water, and it's pretty amazing. The GIS system they use and being able to view all the pipes and the sewage, and it's just, it's really cool technology going on there. They have a little camera thing that can go through the pipes and 360 view of all the pipes, so they do a lot of good work there, and I was really impressed, so I just wanted to share a little bit on that. Youth Services, they met their targeted goal of 200 for their gift card collection. That's their annual stocking card drive. It supports and supplements Montville Social Services Holiday Basket Program. It really helps out with the 12 to 18-year-old demographic, making sure they enjoy the holiday season. They're also awarded a Montville Education Foundation grant. This was for $1,500. They're going to use the funds to provide after-school students with the opportunity to participate in a STEM program through Legos Play Well Technologies. It's a 7-week program, and they're able to sponsor 10 students on that. So kids are getting a little more education even when they get out of school, so that's always nice to see. They're also honored on December 2nd at the 2025 CCM convention at Mohegan Sun. They were chosen as the recipient of the 2025 Municipal Excellence Award for a town of 20,000 or under population for their ongoing work in the realm of mental health with their You Good Bro campaign. So I'm sure you guys have seen that out and about. They also received a check from CCM convention in the amount of $1,000, which they're going to reinvest back into the campaign. The long-awaited sign for the Mohegan Pequot Bridge posting the 988 QR code for suicide prevention was also put up on the Montville side of the bridge on December 4th. They wanted to thank Public Works Director John Carlson and the CT Department of Transportation. So they've been trying to get that sign up for a while. That bridge has been a problematic spot for that type of stuff in the past. So just kind of, you know, maybe a last-minute increase awareness about help that's out there for someone that might be going through it. They're also going to be a guest again on Channel 3's Great Day program, so they reached out to them in late December to invite them back to talk on the 2026 plan. So they're also doing, last thing is an annual penny drive they're going to launch on January 30th. Not sure what it's going to be on, but since they first launched in 2005, they've collected nearly $20,000 for various charities and organizations. So, I mean, it's impressive from just change. So they just want to encourage you to take time to read their Youth Scoop newsletter each month, and you'll learn more about how they aim to make a world of a difference and how they succeed on doing that. So love the youth program, and Barbara and staff does an awesome job over there.
Thank you. Councilor Sullivan, Board of Education, Farmers Market Committee, Library Committee, Parks and Rec Commission.
Okay, so there was no regular Board of Ed meeting, but they did have a special meeting to approve the HVAC bids for Montville High School and Mohegan Elementary School. I was unable to attend that meeting, but according to their minutes, that was their big item that they took care of. Farmers Market meeting is on Wednesday. Parks and Recreation. The pickleball and dog park parking lot improvements are currently being designed by CLA, and there will be a camera installed over there as well to monitor the pickleball and tennis courts. There's been a little activity over there that they need to keep an eye on, so they'll be taking care of that. I was going to mention the Camp Oakdale maintenance building being enclosed, but Sean Carlson got to that before I did. The commission is working on updating pavilion rentals rules and pricing. They really haven't done much with that over the years, and with the update of the pavilion, they want to be able to make sure that we are bringing in what we should be bringing in for the rentals of those properties. So they will be working on that. And finally, the community investment grant was turned in, and now we have to wait until April to hear if it gets any funding. And it was for about $3.5 million for projects for parks and recreation. Moving on to the library, there was no library meeting, but I just wanted to mention for families that like to do the summer reading program, they're going to be having a winter boredom buster reading program for the kids January 6th to March 28th. And you join that, you do your reading, and you get a chance to win a raffle bag.
All right, thank you. All good stuff. Appointments and resignations. To consider and act a motion to reappoint Shaylee Lipinski to the Economic Development Commission with a term to expire on February 12th, 2030.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Roll call vote, please.
Favor.
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 Favor. So that is 7-0 in favor. Item 14B, consider act a motion to reappoint Mickey Gillette to the Economic Development Commission with a term to expire on February 12th, 2030.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Roll call, please.
Favor.
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 Favor. So that's 7-0 in favor. 14C, consider an act on a motion to appoint Mark Myers to fill a vacancy as alternate member of the Planning and Zoning Commission with a term to expire on February 10th, 2029.
So moved.
Second.
All right, any discussion? All right, roll call, please.
Favor.
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 Favor. All right, 7-0 in favor. All right, items 14D. Before I read it, I just want to say there's three individuals who are vying for this fill a vacancy on the Public Safety Commission. So after I read the motion and we vote, I want you to say the last name of the person you prefer as your vote. If for some reason one person doesn't get 50% of the vote, which would be four, then we would take the next two. We would take the two highest vote getters and re-vote. Does everybody understand that? Mm-hmm. So, all right. Consider act a motion to appoint Stephen E. Lugi, John Nason, or Keith Truex to fill a vacancy on the Public Safety Commission with a term to expire on April 9th, 2026.
So moved.
Second.
Second.
Discussion? All right, everyone okay? So when your name's called, say the name of the person you would like to. All right.
Truex.
Nason.
Lugi.
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 Nason. I wasn't keeping track of the count, did you?
You have four for Lugi, one for Nathan, and one for, actually, sorry, two for Nathan and one for Truex.
Okay, there you have it. Mr. Stephen Lugi is on the Public Safety Commission. Now, that date, it's only going to be for like.
Yes, this is a fill a vacancy.
Okay.
Yeah, it's my vacancy.
All right, moving on. Consider on a motion to accept the resignation of Deborah Suarez from the Commission on Aging effective January 1st, 2026.
Second.
Any discussion? All right, roll call, please.
Favor.
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 Favor. So that's 7-0 in favor. All right, unfinished business. The Town of Montville hereby resolves to review and approve the Memorandum of Understanding between the Town of Montville and the Montville Firefighters Union Local Number 3386, International Association of Firefighters, IAFF, and Montville Association of Management Employees, MAME, MAME. Local 818 of Council 4, AFCME, AFL-CIO. Wow. All right.
So move.
Second.
Any discussion?
Mayor, could you tell me the amount, please?
Yeah, it's $125 a week, and it's for certain covering additional duties of the fire marshal that the deputy fire marshal was doing and the sense of vacancy of the fire marshal. It's $125 a week, retroactive to July 25th to November 3rd, and it comes out to $1,750. The language is the same as what was brought before the council a couple months ago, and just to make it clear that it wasn't only the fire marshal duties that he was covering, it was also emergency management, and he's in an office of two, so he was doing the entire job by himself, and I thought it was only fair that we offer him some stipend. In addition to that, since the last time this was brought up, the town attorney created this formula that we could use in the event that something similar came up in the future, so we weren't changing as we went along.
That's going to be policy that probably needs to go to TARP.
Yeah, I was just going to say that.
Well, it's not a policy. It'll come back to the council every time.
All right. Okay.
What was the term again, Mayor? 7/25 through when?
July 25th to November 3rd.
November 3rd?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Any more discussion? Roll call, please.
Councilor Baker.
Favor.
Councilor Karen.
Favor.
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 Favor. All right, that's 7-0 in favor. New business. The town of Montville hereby resolves to refund taxes due to overpayments and corrections in the amount of $2,422.53, as requested by the tax collector.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Roll call vote.
Councilor Baker.
Favor.
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 Favor. So it's 7-0 in favor. Item 16B, the town of Montville hereby resolves to approve and adopt an ordinance titled An Ordinance Regarding the Conveyance of Real Property Located at Route 82, Parcel ID Number 058-027-000, as heard at a public hearing held on Monday, January 12th, 2026 at 5:30 p.m. in the Town Council Chambers at Montville Town Hall.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion?
Once again, the 824 that was from the Planning and Zoning Commission ruling in favor of this was that the property be offered to the abutting property owners.
Roll call vote, please.
Councilor Baker.
Favor.
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 Favor. So it's 7-0 in favor. Item 16C, the town of Montville hereby resolves to approve and adopt an ordinance titled An Ordinance Regarding the Conveyance of Real Property Located at Gay Hill Road, Parcel ID Number 077-039-00, as heard at a public hearing held on Monday, January 12th, 2026, at 5:45 p.m. in the Town Council Chambers at Montville Town Hall.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion?
Once again, this is by the favorable ruling from the Planning and Zoning Commission was that it be offered to abutting property owners.
Yeah, I just want to say that these we looked a long time to get a lot of these properties that are just small parcels that are not and get them back on the right tax roll. So this is something that we've been working on for about a year, and so I'm really glad to see these things to fruition and get them back on the tax roll.
These aren't buildable properties, they correct?
This is an old pump station.
Oh, okay.
Laid out, and it will be go back into whoever wants the budding property owners, I assume, because you can't build on it. It's not big enough to do anything on. So Roll call, please.
Favor.
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 Favor. 7-0 in favor. All right. Item 16D, the Town of Montville hereby resolves to approve and adopt the ordinance, an ordinance regarding the conveyance of real property located at 20 Bridge Street, as heard at a public hearing held on Monday, January 12, 2026, at 6 p.m. in the Town Council Chambers at the Montville Town Hall.
So move.
Second.
Any discussion?
Roll call. Just so for the record, as a result of the Planning and Zoning Commission on November 18th, in voting favorable report to the Town Council, the comments, the conditions were that the parcels of number 8, 14, 20, as well as 22 shall be combined to create one lot, and the an easement in favor of the Town of Montville shall be granted for future trail, drainage, access, and fire department access, as indicated in the attached staff report from November 7th. 17th.
All right. Roll call, please.
Councilor Baker.
Favor.
Councilor Karen. Favor. Councilor
Jaskowitz. Favor.
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 Favor. Set 7-0. Item 16E was removed due to be reevaluated. Item 16F, the Town of Montville hereby resolves to overturn resolution number 2023-87. Passed by the Town Council on August 18, 2023, returning the designation of the Community Center to the Fair Oaks building and revising the signage to read Montville Community Center at Fair Oaks, home of the Montville Youth Services and Montville Parks and Recreation Annex.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion?
This, August of 23, the Council, as a result of the sign at the community center being damaged by a traffic accident, they removed the designation of community center, claiming that there was an ordinance that required it to be called Fair Oaks. I voted at the time against that, but it passed, and I'm here to tell you that part of my argument at that time was that we received funding for the building as a community center, and it designated that on February 8th, the resolution 2010-11 was authorized steep funding for renovations to the former Fair Oaks School and to the community center. And prior to that, on July 14th of 03, there was a resolution that approved the use of Fair Oaks School as a community center. And then on August 21st of the same year, the Community Center Building Committee confirmed Fair Oaks as a community center.
Yeah.
So in order to keep this as titled as Fair Oaks, that the resolution being asked to designate it as the Montville Community Center at Fair Oaks. That way there everybody's happy.
Good job on that.
All set?
Yeah.
All right. Roll call vote, please.
Favor.
Abstain. No, I'll favor.
Favor.
I'm actually going to abstain. That was prior to my time. I don't know the history of that. But.
Favor.
Favor.
Favor. So it's 6 in favor, no votes, and 1 abstention. Item 16G, the Town of Montville hereby resolves to authorize Mayor Leonard Brunell to make applications to the Department of Housing Technical Assistance Grant in the amount of $125,000 to fund the development of housing portions of Montville 2040, our next generation. The town's new comprehensive plan comprised of a new plan of conservation development, zoning regulations, zoning map, revisions as applicable, and subdivision regulations, with the goal to finalize these elements over the coming 24 months.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? All right. Sounds good. Roll call. Are we discussing it?
No.
Yeah. Roll call, please.
Councilor Baker?
Favor.
Councilor Karen?
Favor.
Councilor Jaskiewicz?
Favor.
Councilor Novak?
Favor.
Councilor
Favor.
Councilor
Favor.
Councilor
Favor. So it's 7-0 in favor. Remarks from the public with a 3-minute limit? Remarks from the...
Linda Tomasik, P.O. Box 407, Montville. Usually the beginning of the year, I go on to the ConnecticutBigList.com, and I was appalled that I'm finding the town of Montville has money on there that some of them go back to 2011. In doing this, part of it is one of them's over $100 that we can't find out what the amounts are. The other ones are $30, $35, but there's multiple. The Board of Education, I've already called them because there was a list. I couldn't believe how long. But I can't see how the audit that we just finished didn't include some of this stuff in the audit. And I question the auditing procedures to make this known to the public. That's about it, but this list is just unbelievable. And it's just killing time for me to find this stuff. But as a taxpayer in this town, it appalls me that there's missing money and how somebody hasn't found it before a resident does. Thank you.
Thank you.
Will you?
Stephen Lugi, 61 Lockdale Drive. Just like to thank the council for appointing me to the Public Safety Commission. I know it's a short term, but hopefully we'll be back here in April to reappoint me, but I look forward to serving the town. Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Congratulations.
We'll see how you do during probationary period.
All right, one more time. Remarks from the public with a 3-minute limit. All right, moving on. Remarks from the councilor. I'm going to start with the mayor. Get him out of the way first.
I just want to comment that the public hearings that we had, one of them at least, it was very well partaken by town residents. A lot of good comments were coming up. I think it's a good ordinance. I think it says if you stop and read it, it does make a lot of sense. And I want to thank the chief and the lieutenant for their efforts in moving on that ordinance, and I'm sure if there's any changes, we'll be talking about it. We're good.
Councilor Southard?
I'm going to echo what the mayor said. That was very well attended, that meeting, and it was great to hear from so many people regarding the ordinance, and I'm glad we're going to take a closer look at it and retool it, revise it, and make it exactly what it needs to be.
Councilor Jaskiewicz.
Same thing. Thank you people for coming to the public hearing and being gentle and nice about it and expressing your opinions. This is the way we should do business all the time. And I think in our town, we do. We have our differences of opinion, but we're always usually very, very respectful. And I want to thank the people for that. Thank you very much.
Councilor Novak.
Yes, hi. Thank you all for coming tonight. I just want to say that I attended a Connecticut Conference of Municipalities for newly elected officials on Saturday that I found very interesting. I met a lot of nice people in all the towns around Connecticut, and I'm trying to learn new things sitting up here as a first-time council member, and there'll be future webinars in the future that I plan on taking. So thank you, Montville, for allowing me to go to that.
Councilor Baker.
I agree with a lot of the comments that everybody's made reference to the ATV ordinance. That's the way things get accomplished, is by people coming out and voicing their opinions so we know exactly how they feel. and I was very, very pleased to see the respectfulness that was given by every person that got up here and spoke. That says a lot about our community and the people in our community. So thank you guys so much. Thank you all for sitting here and spending the rest of the evening with us, and be safe.
Councilor Sebelia.
Yeah, just to echo that, and I think we kind of upset the news guy. I think he was looking for a little more juice there, but that was good. It was
camera rant.
Yeah, yeah. But no, it was nice to see so many respectful people come out and voice their concerns, and I know it's going to be looked at, and it is an issue that needs to be addressed clearly. I think the private property part's a little bit funky, so we got to, you know, make sure we handle that correctly. Yeah, that's all. Thanks for coming, everyone. Billy?
Go ahead, Mr. Chairman. You can have my 3 minutes. No, it's good.
No, I'm ready.
Everybody set it up. That's good. I'm good.
Well, Councilor Sebelia was talking. I'm sorry, not me to be.
Oh, thank you. Glad you got me an idea about that.
I think it was a good meeting. I'm glad we got a long time. And I want to say, Agnes, for next time we have 4 public hearings, we got to think twice about that. But it's good. We got a lot of business done. I looked over the minutes from December, and we got a lot of business done there. Was it December 23rd? It was just an incredible amount of stuff. So I thanked everybody then. So a lot of things happening in Montville, and it's really nice to hear the reports back from other councilors about all the different things that are happening. And I'm very excited about planning and zoning because there's a lot of things happening there. And the subtle stuff, the grants we're getting, the stuff that Dennis and the planning department's doing, and Councilor Jaskiewicz reported on that tonight. That was really remarkable stuff. If those things happen, we're really going to put Montville in a really good position for hopefully economic development and new growth in the town. And so that was very, very, very positive to hear that. And then all the things that the mayor wrote about what we did over the town and all the giving to the senior center, that was very remarkable, and I was very pleased to hear that. So I just want to say we're doing a lot of stuff here, and we're getting stuff happening, and so you guys are working hard, so I want to say thank you. Councilor Karen?
No, I think everybody said everything I was thinking, so it's great.
Good.
I really do. I want to thank everybody for being here and how their comments tonight and how respectful they were. We do those thoughts of everybody who's brought those things and the emails that they sent us, the texting, the calls, the conversations about this ordinance. And the councilors have their work to do. And Rachel, it was great for you to go to that when I first started.
Thank you.
Over 20 years ago, that I went to that and I loved it.
Yeah.
I should still go.
The speakers were great. They were
funny. They do keep
you engaged.
And they will have them all during the year because we do pay them to be part of part of that those services. There's so much to do there. That was great for you to do that. And Mr. Baker, you jumped right in. I have to tell you, in Public Works. You're doing a great job.
Thank you.
Fantastic to get involved and do the hard work that you've been doing. So both of you, thank you.
Thank you.
That's it.
Motion adjourned.
So move.
Second.
Good job, Counselor. Created by me.
All right.
Because I wanted to get even with some people.
Thank you.